Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Roger playing Arendir.
Rich playing Theo.
Harv playing Taluga.
Ryan playing everyone else.
He's back, baby!
He's back.
Woo!
I hadn't gone through therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so much trauma.
I know. Well, it was one of those things where it was like, I was trying to think, how do I bring you back in a way that doesn't feel cheap? You know,
I was like, he's back.
Yeah. Like, we'll slaughter some werebears.
I had like an idea of like door to door, like basically missionaries showing up.
Fucking Jehovah's.
Yeah. Essentially just being like, have you heard of the God of Fire? Like just kind of very like help. But I was like, that doesn't feel very earned. And I also thought it'd be a cool way to show why Arendir is maybe so crazed. Which is, you know,
were creatures
fighting in a werewolf war. I thought Beast Wars Beast would be Wars. Fun. I figured that'd be a good way to kind of set up a little bit some of the stuff going on in Solaria / Corellis, what the elves are kind of dealing with in the north a little bit. They're like on the border of just like a crazy forest full of werebeasts. So their border disputes are pretty bloody and violent.
So many new friends I could make.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When we get there. This was described as 100 years in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is probably buttoned up by the time we get there.
Possibly. Yeah.
They probably just own the whole area.
I'm trying to get some were disease.
I know. I almost made you a werebore, and then I had to figure out how that would work with astral projection.
You can all get were
animals. Yeah, I was about to say, would it work?
I don't, probably not.
Maybe like in his mind, he thinks he's a werewolf from time to time.
Yeah.
He's like, so
full moon.
You just shapeshift into.
Yeah. Look at me, howl, daddy.
I maybe would have given you like a stupid like boar form or something. I don't know. I would come up with something.
A borm?
I always love it like when,
I'll stop.
Like in D&D, when they're like, their appearance is totally different.
Yeah.
But they're still acting the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like fun. That's like fun role playing.
Totally.
Like when like one person's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Why did you just call that woman your dad?
I love Taluga with like his voice coming out of a beautiful woman. I thought that'd just be really funny.
That's how Taluga sees himself as a beautiful fish man every day.
Yeah.
When you describe the fish lips, I have this stupid meme. This is what I was picturing. We'll put it on the something. I don't know. We won't forget.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, we'll have him earn it. I also figured because obviously Theo's god powers are like getting stronger and stronger. I was like, what is Revivify? It's just asking your god to get someone back. So you could maybe pull it off as a group if you tried real hard. And then it gave me an excuse to just kind of show more of Arendir's backstory a little bit and then give you guys like a fun, like easy fight against some wear stuff. Those are all like challenging and like 3, 4, 5 kind of. So nothing too crazy, but enough that you guys could
10 on a werebear.
Yeah, it was like 10 on the werebear.
Are those like the actual stat blocks?
Yeah.
Huh.
The wereboar only had 10 as an AC. Werewolf was only 11. So nothing crazy. I had a were tiger, but I didn't want the fight to go too long. I wasn't just trying to show off every single were stat block I have, but I figured give you the big three, you know.
Here comes the were turtle.
Yeah. Well, I had a were bat, and the picture was so freaky looking. It was just like this weird.
Sounds sick.
Yeah, it was gross, but.
Just a weird flat nose.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was a fun one. It was nice seeing Arendir confront his weird trauma.
Yeah. I'm glad you made him a captain.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Get some rank.
Yeah.
Kind of made your soldier background kind of more prestigious almost.
Yeah.
Which is also why it was such a betrayal that you had kind of turned on these other elves and killed them.
Yeah, that's even more brutal.
Well, apparently they're all baby back bitches.
Baby back bitch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you just got like a bow and arrow and there's like werewolves charging at you, maybe you don't, you know.
I beat him with my bare hands.
So. I was using a bow and arrow. Well, I was doing great.
You guys are level 8 badasses trapped in the love and body, so it was no problem for you.
His little younglings.
Yeah.
Little youngling elves.
He's got throw hands better.
150.
Yeah.
He's just a kid.
Kids love throwing hands.
Didn't even get to live to see 200.
I realized that like Reggie, the only like weapon he could use was a sling.
So I thought it'd be really funny.
So silly. This stupid little slingshot the whole fight. Also, I good point calling out that Reggie would be a little machine, which I think was good because I was like, I kept forgetting that Arendir didn't know. So
I was going to
question them once I came back.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to question Bleebly.
Yeah.
And be like, why did Reggie get pulled with all the other metal?
Oh, I was going to lie.
Yeah.
He's a lot of iron in his diet.
He keeps BBs in his pocket.
It's a skin condition.
Like, if I could tell that Bleebly was lying to me, then I was going to be like, he's lying to me, but for a reason.
Yeah.
So then I would just like pull up with a, like, keep going on with the charade, be like, yeah, this regular dwarf that's traveling with us, like, just going along with it. I was like, I got you.
Put your servo into it.
I got you, buddy.
I did really like the long, ongoing servo joke. Always cracked me up.
I want to go back to the garage real quick. So Bleebly's now the owner of the car.
Yeah. Figure we'll give him like a cool little, if that makes sense for you, right?
The hermit crab is part of the car.
Yeah.
Is there a way to disconnect it?
I kind of pictured it sort of like, you know how it's like the top of R2-D2 is always kind of like chilling in an X-Wing?
Yeah.
That was kind of the vibe. I mean, if you guys want to make some like crazy checks to try to like remove it, you could.
Why would we?
Because I think the car is not going to make it up to space and stuff, but the magnet crab would probably be real helpful.
Thinking way far ahead.
You
want
to put them in an X-Wing? Yeah.
You just park that car in a lot somewhere.
Yeah, obviously we'll put the fucking immovable rod in there, like the club.
Yeah.
If he figures out, like, you know, rocket propulsion and everything.
Oh, now just it's a fucking rocket car?
Yeah, exactly. Didn't you see Fast and the Furious? They went to space. That's we can true. Do the exact same thing.
I don't want to be Fast and the Furious.
Why do you think I want a bald cap?
Family?
I did not even realize that's what you were getting.
For family.
I'm setting it up. I'm going to get in the car with a wife beater and the bald cap on, and that's
for
it.
For a disguise to go into Corella.
Yep.
I'm going to give you guys a truck full of DVD players to steal. it is so crazy to think that is what the first movie is about.
Yeah.
Gonna get a bunch of Toshibas. It's so stupid. so stupid.
I've only ever seen the first one.
They're easy to move.
Yeah.
Very quick to move.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they were back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try moving DVD players now.
Get punched in the face. Like, get out of here.
I'm a little nervous about the next episode because one, I don't play soccer. Two, when trying to come up with rules, I kept getting wicked overwhelmed by how complicated I was making it. And I was like, we're just going to like loosey goosey a soccer game. We're going to do some skill checks.
I watched Ted Lasso. We'll be fine.
No one's listened to this for the consistency of actual physics and reality.
Yeah. Or else they would have been upset about the fart cloud bug.
Listen,
Ryan,
there were pheromones. There was a radius on the pheromones. Fucking deal with it.
Wind had no factor.
Wind had no factor about you guys standing on a fucking truck going 100 miles an hour. So
I made a goo.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's not 100 miles an hour. It's 100 feet per...
Oh, yeah. Which,
yeah, it's 65 miles per hour. Thank you very much.
See what happens?
Someone did the math on it.
They're trying to make it reality.
Yeah, it's not as fun, turns out.
Yeah, reality sucks. Fall into a world of make-believe and wonder.
Oh, and then we should shout out the one YouTube comment we've gotten, which was very funny.
No, we get YouTube comments all the time from one person.
Our best listener.
You had to put me on the spot like this?
I am.
I'm all logged in. I don't know the person's name. It's Variant Mouse something something something.
Okay, well,
there you go.
Hilarious comment stating that I think the comment was basically, I can't believe that many grenades were stuck to the car for that whole fight and somehow didn't blow up, which is so true because I felt the same way. I was like,
yeah, Variant Mouse 3751. Give him a follow on YouTube.
Yeah,
great taste in podcasts.
Our favorite listener.
I mean, we suggested blowing up the grenades. Just...
yeah.
Everyone would have been so close. Be
like, Reggie was there.
They're so close to the grenades.
Yeah.
Like, well, Roger, you forget. I taped 5 grenades together. It did 90 damage in a nuclear.
He was only there as a listener.
It was 91 damage.
Sorry,
don't
91.
Don't short yourself.
91 damage and basically made a small mushroom cloud.
Could have killed like all 3 of those things.
And us.
Immediately.
And well, Reggie, basically, who we need to fix the problem.
There would have glory.
There would have been like a crater and then Theo would have been had to figure out how to get all of you back.
Yeah.
Basically.
It would have been a singles campaign for a little bit.
Yeah. Nice solo journey.
Yep.
Yeah. Me and Rich do a solo
just hanging out.
I was amazed that you killed off the bone crabs so quickly.
I know.
Like,
they tried
look
to
look at the flowers.
Boom.
I'm so happy.
Listen, they put me in a position where I had to kill them.
After all that arguing.
Well, they tried to encroach on my daughter's space.
They tried to move the wall a tiny bit, so he killed them. I actually creeping bone disease
this week.
Not a problem.
This week I was really just like in brainstorming mode, and one of the fucked up ideas I had was you would open up the back of the truck and the crabs would have eaten Luga.
Oh my
god. I was
going
to be like, I know. And I was like, literally, Hart will quit this podcast. So I would have walked out. Yeah. So I was like, not going to do that. But I just wanted to kind of like leave it so that you had the options of what you wanted to do with them, kind of. But yeah.
I was fully expecting him to free them and then like apologize and give them more of the fucking cab.
Yeah. I thought you were just going to kick them out.
No, they tried to take the truck from my daughter.
Yeah.
And Gorpor.
Yep.
They must die.
But thank you for getting rid of the crab problem, because I mean, yeah. I don't know how much longer that bit would have been.
Well, now I got to worry about the...
just looming.
I'm just an empty glass.
The Bonami.
I mean, honestly, I'm definitely doing the Bonami.
I ride the bone wave.
Crab Nami.
Sorry, Crab Nami and the bone wave.
It's a great episode name.
We're all getting bone shiver disease.
Not me.
It's got to go big flat. We're going to surf on you.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
you'll get the bone shirt, but you don't have any. He doesn't have any bones.
Surfs up,
yeah.
Slurps.
Also,
up.
We used to
slurps up. Is that what you
slurps
said?
Up? We didn't. We established that it's not actually a bone disease. It's like some weird cough.
Yeah, it's like a fever.
Yeah, it just gives you like the flu.
It's a whooping cough.
You just get really, 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 really tired.
Yeah,
and weak.
Yeah, I think it's but we don't have to worry about that anymore
for a while.
Yeah,
for a little bit
until the bone wave.
I'm also pumped that you're not going
to... How are you going to decide like how many crabs were in the area that heard this?
Should I roll 50 D100s?
Should I roll like 10 D100s now?
I have a stat block that's just bone swarm, I think. So I think it will just be a wave of bone crabs attacking you guys, and we'll do like swarm rules for it.
I assume even if one found out, they could go back to their their
hive
mind. And then share that information, and they'll be like, okay, you got to kill this fish man.
Yeah.
With a fat ass.
Is there a world where we can negotiate with the bone wave?
No.
No.
You'd be like,
good old bone wave negotiations.
No, yeah. Now you want, hold on. Now you want to negotiate with
the
crabs?
Yeah, Jonas the bonus sucked. And we got rid of him for you.
Good old
Fumpenstein. Yeah, Fumpenstein and Clicky.
Can I say I left a Fumpenstein on that?
No.
No, you killed
him.
You want to
leave the litigious one alive?
But his name is funny.
You forgot that? You're like,
yeah, I forgot his name.
Blowing them away. Oh, his name.
Literally, the only one I remembered was Fumpenstein.
I like the idea if we do like a campaign.
That's why I wrote him down.
Do a campaign like way in the future. Your new characters are like somehow like come across a small gravestone. Here lies Fumpenstein.
His last one. Hey, it's me, Fumpenstein. Come on.
Come on, man. No,
me?
No.
Did we put a lot of laughs?
Did you put him to rest?
Yeah.
Okay.
You buried them.
Yeah.
I buried them and put them in the rest.
Okay.
It's a nice classy funeral.
Yeah.
I mean, everything I've killed is, if they don't believe in Krizik, you know, good funeral.
Yeah. I love the idea of you guys like shopping for chips while you just hear gunshots going off in the fucking truck. So
what are you talking about? He didn't hear anything.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. You guys rolled kind of weird.
I rolled
off. He heard it.
I heard it.
Yeah.
And then he ran out screaming daddy, and I was like, he's got it.
Theo was just getting handfuls of Ruffles. Just
yeah.
And no one's paying for these. Well, it's coming out of our budget.
We're bringing Petch back to life. He can stand
the hit on two
to
bags
understand
of chips.
That yep. I can get a bag of Ruffles.
Nonsense.
It's fair. It's fair trade.
Yeah, I bring him back to life. I get a bag of chips. Fair trade. Mm-hmm.
But my son has a whole garbage bag full of nonsense.
Well, I mean, you got to settle up with that.
I left an IOU.
That accrues interest, son.
That's as good as money.
You don't want to keep that.
Every day you don't pay it, that's a silver coin added.
The juice is
says
running.
Who?
Me. Your father.
Why are you running some weird bank against us?
Because my son will not run off of IOUs and gambling.
How much money do we have?
Like 300, I think.
I'm not telling you guys anymore.
Where did 299 of those dollars come from?
Illegal gambling.
There, you're welcome.
And payday loans.
And payday loans.
You're going to hide the amount of money that you have?
Everyone.
I just love that we just give it all
classic,
the heart. Like you
classic head of the church
shit.
Over here.
You're the one that gives me all the responsibility.
Don't worry about how much money we have. And we definitely didn't get these paintings from the Nazis.
All I'm saying is my son will not be a gambling addict or enabler. And will pay his bills respectfully.
Yeah. Payday loans are a legitimate business.
Not in our church.
It's predatory, but it's legitimate.
Not in our church.
God. I was like looking at what episode we're going to be on, and I was like, it is so stupid that like the 50th episode, like the big...
It's FIFA.
Like, it's like a FIFA mini game. Because I remember I was like plotting it out. I was like, and then 50, I'll have like a big cool fight. But we're
a,
so...
In a stadium of Europeans.
Yeah.
Yep. Are we gonna have to decide positions?
Yeah, I guess we can do that
oh
now.
Oh my god.
I think I should be goalie.
See, I should be goalie.
You're slippery.
I have six arms.
You're slippery.
Yeah, but he's big flat.
We don't know if you can big flat.
Oh yeah, I'm a fucking elf. What am I? I'm a European?
No, I think you guys are you.
Are you going to look up soccer players?
No, I can't keep track of that. I think you guys will be you, but just in little soccer outfits. I think that'd be more fun.
Yeah, he should be goalie then and get big flat everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying they can't say he's doing a handball if he has no hands.
He'll fling it back like Flubber.
Goalie can touch the ball.
Yes, but if you don't have hands... They can't. You can argue a case that you don't have hands. You could just slap the ball out in the field.
You can't even high five someone without your hand slipping off them.
Yeah. So if I touch the ball, it'll slip way up.
Is the musket attached in this?
No, I think we're going to go no weapons for this. It'll be. I think the way this is going to work is whoever is the goalie, you'll be making dexterity saving throws to block shots. I looked up how long a soccer pitch is. Yeah. It's 360 feet.
Yeah, it's long.
So it's pretty long.
Yep. I thought you were going to say, I looked at how long a soccer game is.
No. Yeah, we do a 4-hour episode.
To see you like taking notes, like watching ESPN.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you looking at?
They have a coach.
Okay. Yes.
He wears suits.
Yeah. I think it'll be 5v5. It'll be you four and Petch. Reggie will be the little coach on the sideline.
Nice.
Yeah, and I found, I don't know if you guys have, I think we've maybe done like a quickling fight before, but they're these like little fast shitty fae that I'm having to zooming around. Be a lot of athletics and acrobatics checks to do stuff. You guys can try to foul them.
I was gonna say, can we tackle them on purpose?
Yeah, you can slide. Ooh,
can
tackle.
We flop?
Yeah, you can flop. Flop. So flopping will be performance checks.
Flopping.
What's your performance?
Terrible.
You go big.
I got
flat.
A plus zero.
You can big flat flop.
I got a minus one to performance.
Okay. If anyone, I
bounce and land back on my feet.
If any of our viewers are expecting like a buttoned up mini game next episode, it's not going to be that. This is going to be basically in initiative. Everyone doing a bit on their turn, figuring out how we get the ball around.
One question I have.
Uh huh.
When I'm running and I want to kick the ball into the other goal, can I use sharpshooter?
Yes.
Well, he's nailing every shot.
100%. I think it'll be that you won't be able to take a shot unless you get within 30 feet of the goal. I think that would be kind of how we do it. So,
no half courts.
Yeah. So dribbling the ball will be, I think it's going to half your movement. So if you like want to move the ball up while dribbling, it'll be half your movement.
Gotcha.
Passing will be athletics or acrobatics checks.
See, this is why I should be a power forward.
Yeah, you.
I mean, I'm fast as fuck, and I got athletics and acrobatics through the roof.
Get in there.
Yeah. So it's really up to you guys how you guys want to play it.
Who has the best dex save?
Probably he does.
Dangerous Edge will give me advantage. Anyways.
Yeah, advantage. Yeah.
He also has the best movement, though.
Yeah, I get 50 feet. So and I can bonus action dash, so I can go 50
feet. But you
feet.
Could step of the wind.
Yeah, but will a limited number of times.
The ball will go with. It'll just half your movement.
On step of the wind, the ball will go with?
I get
the ball
four. Go with.
Yeah. So you
I could only
like,
do it four times, whereas he could do it indefinitely.
Right.
Yeah. And then I think we'll treat like basically like if someone goes to pass and it goes by the other team, it'll almost be like opportunity attack. So they can try to make acrobatic checks to steal. We're making it up as we go along. I think it's going to be pretty great.
It's going to be a whole bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, a whole bunch of malarkey next episode, definitely.
I don't think we have a spot for another mic. Because we could have Chris, our producer, is here. And he could color commentate. Oh my God. But I don't think we have the room on the board to add another mic.
Wait, could Luga come in with us?
You guys already got sucked in. Aluga didn't, was not part of that operation.
So web up the net. She didn't hold hands with us.
Did my bag of holding come?
No.
I just want Cobbler as like our coach.
I think I'm going to make Reggie the coach. I think I'm going to have Reggie in like in a little suit just yelling at the refs.
Just folded arms.
Yeah.
Faster. Better.
Yeah. So yeah, join us next week. It's going to be real stupid. We're kicking off the year strong.
Real dumb.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. 2025. We got so much dicey ahead.
Yeah. We're dicing. We're
dicing hard.
Sports. Anyways.
Yeah, sports.
Go sports.
Go sports.
So, everybody, listen. We have a YouTube. Okay?
Yeah.
So, go rate it there. Give us a thumbs up.
One of our great listeners comments all the time. Go talk to him. He's bored by himself or herself.
He or she can't believe that they're the only person listening. And I can't either. Anyways, if you can go on iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would really help the show too, because that like fucking boosts your metrics. Mm-hmm, so if you like it, just like click it. And if you hate it, give us 1 star, but make sure it's the one all the way on the right. And, you know, as always, thank you from the bottom of my gooey Glebnor heart for listening. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. Woo! Yay. Chris put some sounds in. You know, that kind of shit.
Wahoo!
Yeah. Little cranky things on a stick.
Noisemakers.
Siren horns. Whatever. And, yeah. We're going to play a little soccer. Go! Keep it dicey.
That was impressive.
This has been a Business Shark production.